You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members are coming to Rogersville, Alabama on December 3rd and 4th, and we want you to join us. The North Alabama Christmas Market not only includes a special meet and greet with some of your favorite cast members, but includes a vendor's market with antiques, jewelry, clothing, handmade crafts, and much more. That's the North Alabama Christmas Market in Rogersville, Alabama, December 3rd and 4th. For more information, email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. I hope you'll make plans to be with us.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I speak to a very special guest who needs a kidney donor. You might be that person. You might be the person that makes the decision that you want to donate to Anitra McGowan. My friend Gwen Garth sent me a message and told me about Anitra and her need for a kidney, and we wanted to try to help through The Mark White Show. Welcome to the show, Anitra.
Thank you.
It's very important that we can find someone for you that is a compatible donor or someone who wants to donate in your name and then be part of the exchange program.
This is a great opportunity. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. And Gwen Garth, for sharing my story with you. And thank you for, you know, wanting to help me out with this issue that I'm having with my kidneys.
Absolutely. What has been the issue with you, Anitra, as far as your kidneys go?
So I was gestational diabetic with my son. He's 19 now. And then I also had hypertension. So I'm just been undergoing getting my hypertension under control, which it has been controlled. And that kind of exacerbated the kidney disease And also I am, I have thalassemia, which is a kind of rare blood defect. And that also took a toll on my kidneys as well.
When we talk about your friendship with Gwen, as I said, she's the one who messaged me and told me that you needed help, that you needed a kidney donor. What is your relationship with Gwen Garth?
We worship together at church.
I'm very appreciative that Gwen shared this with me. And you have a family, you have a husband, you have parents. As you said in your post, you have a desire to live. Let's talk about your family and how important it is for you to get a kidney donor.
So with my family, they're very supportive of me. And, you know, it's very important to me to be able to have that kidney so I can be around for them to be the support they need in life.
Now, Anitra, are you a class of 97 lady?
I am.
I was class of 97, too, as a matter of fact. Yeah. June the 12th is my 43rd birthday, so we're now in the 43-year-old group.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yes, I am.
Well, and you know, things happen as we get older. We don't expect to have health issues when we're younger if we haven't had any. And you're a teenager coming out of high school and all these different hopes and dreams and goals, and life starts to happen. And here we are now in our 40s, and health issues are going to start to happen to people in our age group. It's something to be expected. But if we can somehow make a difference in the lives of those who are having those health issues, I think that can be a real impactful thing for us to do for ourselves and for the person we're trying to help.
Yes, I agree with that as well. Yes.
Now, how long have you been on the list to receive a kidney?
I went on the list about 3 months ago.
And you're on the list with which hospital?
I'm on the list with UAB and Vanderbilt.
Those are two pretty good programs. And you mentioned, I believe, that you are on the exchange program, which means that if someone wanted to donate in your name, they don't have to be a match, but they can donate, and then they will find a suitable kidney for you that matches what you need.
That's correct. Yes.
That is very promising because so many people, they'll say, well, I don't match your blood type. I'm sorry that I can't give, but this does open the door for more people to try to donate.
Yes, I've ran into that a few times, actually, but just letting them know that being a match is not, you know, you don't have to be a match. You know, they can find someone that may be a match, you know, through the SWAP program. You know, so I'm very appreciative for that as well.
Now, do you know if there are those who have tried to be donors for you over the past 3 months?
I know of one where I know if you're on certain medications, they won't allow you to be a donor. So we're working to get my mom off of whatever she's on to be a donor for me.
Well, and of course, that list is thoroughly examined after the people decide that they want to donate. It is very rigorous for those who want to donate when it comes to making sure that their mental health is okay, that they're physically in good shape, and like you mentioned, if they're taking certain medications. And so it's good to have several people lined up, because I know that there are those who I've interviewed before that one by one, those people are sometimes taken out of the possibility of being able to donate.
Yes.
Now, are you from Athens, Anitra?
No, I'm actually from Michigan, but I relocated to Huntsville about 13 years ago. So, I'm in Madison right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we want people to have the information that they need to be able to donate. And I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can be a donor. And then also the importance of sharing your post. I shared it on the Mark White Show, but we need more people to share because it is about the numbers. The more people we reach, the more chance of you finding that one person who can donate a kidney to you. Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Anitra McGowan. She needs a kidney donor right now. You may be that person. She's 43 years old. She's in the same age group as I am. We graduated high school in 1997, and we're glad to be able to try to help Anitra today to help her to be able to be there for her family. She wants to live, and we want to try to help her through The Mark White Show. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I have on the line with me right now Anitra McGowan. She needs a kidney donor. My friend Gwen Garth shared about Anitra's need. We've shared it on the Mark White Show, and I asked if Anitra wanted to come on the show to share about her need for a kidney donor, and she is on the line with me right now. I think it's good for listeners to be able to hear the voice of the individual who needs that donation. Maybe that will lead you as a listener to want to donate to Anitra. Welcome back to the show, Anitra.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's very important that you have a donor, and if you want to, you can share what you've had to go through currently until you have a person who can donate a kidney to you.
Yes, I have. In the last few months, I've gone through numerous blood transfusions because I do have the thalassemia, which is compromising my blood count and my hemoglobin. And I've had numerous amount of blood transfusions and iron transfusions. So I haven't had one since December, which is a blessing, but it has helped my blood count stay up as well, which is going to be essential in kidney health, having better blood levels.
Anitra, what is life like on the infusions as far as living a normal life, having energy, the ability to do the things that you would like to do?
So in getting these iron transfusions, giving me a lot more energy because before I had no energy, sleeping all the time, and, you know, just not really wanting to do anything. So having those things did give me the energy that I needed to be able to function every day.
How often did you have to have them during the week? Let's say, did you have to have two or three treatments a week, or how did that work?
Well, actually, every couple of months. So that was pretty good for me because my blood count, my normal blood count for thalassemia wasn't expected to be more than, the number wasn't expected to be more than 8. I had been as low as 5, which the doctors were very surprised that I was able to even function at that number. But now they're holding at 9 or above with the transplants transfusions I've had. So I feel a lot better. I don't feel as tired as I was. And I know if I get a kidney, that's going to only help it more.
And you haven't had to go through dialysis at this point either, have you?
Not just yet. They're really wanting me to get on dialysis as soon as possible. But we're just praying for a kidney before I have to start dialysis.
I understand. And that's exactly the message that we're sharing with listeners today. Is hopefully you'll be able to get a donor prior to having to go through dialysis, and you can start living the life that you knew prior to being diagnosed with kidney disease. And how, Anitra, can people donate? Where do they need to go as far as phone numbers, information they need if they call UAB or call Vanderbilt?
If there's a number here that I can provide. If you are interested in the kidney swap program, and let's see here, you can also contact Vanderbilt directly, and they will actually be able to, you give them my first and last name, and they'll be able to give you the information to swap kidneys for me. And that number for Vanderbilt is 615-936-0695.
And Anitra, what is your date of birth?
It's January the 3rd, 1979.
Okay, so folks, Anitra McGowan, that's A-N-N-I-T-R-A, McGowan, M-C-G-O-W-A-N, and you said January the 3rd, 1979?
Yes.
Is the date of birth, and you can call Vanderbilt at 615-936-0695. You can also call UAB, and you can go through their website as well. And remember, Anitra is on the donor swap programs at both Vanderbilt and UAB. So this means that you can actually donate without being a match, and they will then find Anitra a match for her. So that's a great way to be able to get the kidney that Anitra needs without having someone to match her that simply wants to help Anitra during this time. Remember, she has children, a husband, parents, family, and friends, and she has this strong desire to live, and we want Anitra to get better. We want her to find a kidney donor. Maybe you're that person. Maybe you're not in a position to donate, but you can certainly share. I hope that you'll share this program with others and let them know about Anitra's need right now so that we can help her find that right donor. And Anitra, anything we can do through the Mark White Show to continue to spread the word, you let me know what we can do, because I certainly want to try to help. I'm, again, glad that my friend Gwen shared this with me so that I would know what your need was.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me again. And thank you for getting the word out for me.
Absolutely. You're most welcome. And you stay in touch with me and keep me posted on how things are going. And then we'll continue to try to help through the Mark White Show. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged by this show, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll see posts like that for Anitra McGowan as she needs a kidney donor. And then you can subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.